WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, April the 23rd, 2024. Partly cloudy, 76 today. Right now, 35 in the NRV, 39 in Roanoke, and 36 in Lynchburg.
You know what I was thinking this morning?
What?
Because I went to 7-Eleven to get a Simply Lemonade, which is easily one of my favorite drinks.
I do like those.
Being third shift at a convenience store is either the most relaxing job ever or the most boring job ever.
Oh.
No in between.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are either happy that you're by yourself for those 8 hours from probably 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., or you are just begging and pleading for someone to show up.
Well, I don't know if I could work a third shift like that because I'd be paranoid that I would get robbed.
I feel like
all the robbery and crime is going to happen in the overnights when I'm working my shift.
Yeah, that usually is how it goes with those like little convenience stores and stuff.
And so when I go in there, I lean to the fact that it's boring.
Uh-huh.
And I try to make small talk with the person while they're ringing me up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel that they want to talk. But maybe it's because they're upset because they've been so lonely.
See, I don't think that they're lonely. The reason I say that is because I worked retail like third shift before. Mm-hmm. And it was like no one's in the store and I'm in my own little section,
like
my own little world.
Inventory kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah. Okay. So I was like, you know, I was comfortable. It was sort of relaxing.
But every day?
Every day.
Every day. Like there aren't days where I just want someone to come in and just chit-chat with me, make small talk.
Well, I think maybe it's they just didn't want to hear what you had to say.
You know what? That definitely could have been it.
Yeah.
Monica, what's on your mind this morning?
Have you ever, like, tried to fight the nap? Like, you know, like, your body is just, like, so tired, but you're like, I got stuff to do. I can't.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I had to take my car to the shop, and I ended up falling asleep, like, right there in the little waiting area. And I was like, I couldn't fight it. I could not fight it. And I even had a little mini Butterfinger. They had little candies out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this right here would get me going. Nope, out.
I sure hope somebody has video of you asleep.
You know
in
what?
In the chairs. I bet somebody somewhere took a video of you. Look at this woman asleep.
Yeah.
No one's a cute sleeper in public. And maybe that's a conversation for another day,
yeah.
Like the most random places that you've fallen asleep.
Uh-huh.
But falling asleep in a waiting room of a car dealership,
yeah.
Like your head's just all tilted, your mouth's probably wide
uh-huh.
open.
Uh-huh. It's not cute sitting there.
Got drool dripping on the side of your face.
What are you thinking about today, Chris?
So yesterday I had a friend of mine call me who asked permission to use me as a job reference. So I'm like, cool. But I was just thinking about this. Should we normalize and kind of flip the script when a job asks us for a job reference? Shouldn't we be able to ask the potential employee a reference of three employees that like working there? Shouldn't they give us a reference of why we should work for them?
I will say this, and I forgot who taught it to me. But anytime I've applied for a job, I've asked to, before I accept it, I've asked to speak with an employee there.
Yeah.
I make sure they know that you're not the only one getting something out of this deal, right? I need to make sure
I think
this
that's
works
a good idea. It's kind of like when you move into a new place, you kind of just drive by at night. That's when you see what kind of commotion is like there. You know?
Yeah. Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
I got $1,000 for you. And I say you.
For me.
Because I can't win $1,000. I don't know if Chris could get this $1,000, but I think you could, Monica.
Okay.
We are 2 weeks away from May the 4th be with you, which is a Star Wars day.
Yep.
Chris, have you ever seen any Star Wars movie? Any of the nine of the Skywalker saga?
I've seen the new Star Wars movies. I can never get into the old Star Wars movies as a kid because I thought they were boring.
All right.
But I have seen like the new, I really like The Force Awakens and the last one.
Yeah, that means you cannot get $1,000. Monica, I don't know this about you. Have you ever watched a Star Wars film from beginning to end?
I have. I didn't mean to.
Oh, man. you can't win $1,000 either. So the website financebuzz.com, they want to pay a first-timer $1,000 to watch all nine Star Wars movies. So the entire Skywalker saga, they're looking for a Wookiee rookie.
Okay, well, does it count that it was on and I didn't really pay attention to all of it?
I mean, you could apply and you know, you could see if that works, but
you could play dumb and like have no idea what this is.
I don't know.
Well, Well, yeah, because she has no clue what's going on. Well, because the saga is 25 hours and 7 minutes of movie watching.
Okay.
So they want to pay you $1,000 to do that. And they will also add $100 for snacks and streaming fees because you have to find it yourself.
I mean, I'm going to give it a go.
I think you should. Like, I'm looking at the application right here in front of me.
Yep.
It asks you very directly, have you seen any of the Star Wars movies before? And it's a yes or no.
Yep.
And then it says, tell us why you are the perfect person for this job. So, Monica, you have 15 seconds. Tell us, why are you the perfect person to be the Wookiee Rookie and get $1,000?
I am the person because... look, I will pay attention if it's good. And maybe there's something there that will spark me and I will be hooked and be able to tell the story. And that will tell to other people that had doubt about Star Wars. And I will inspire them to watch the films as well. And maybe even purchase merchandise. I will bring in money.
You finished strong. You started weak as hell.
It was
though.
Very weak.
You said, if it's good, I'm going to pay attention to it. They're like, no, we are paying you to watch all 25 hours, whether you like it or not.
But I will bring others with me.
If it's good. But yeah, go to financebuzz.com. You have until May 4th to put your application in. It's $1,000 for you.
The K92 Morning Thang.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato.
Potato,
potato.
Potato,
potato, potato, potato.
Who is feeling confident this morning? Monica, are you feeling confident?
You know, I reckon so. It's a Tuesday.
With your Starbucks, what's in your cup this morning?
A venti. I have a venti hot coffee with cream and a couple sugars.
How many? What's a couple?
Two. Yep, two sugars. Three sugars, actually.
Three sugars. Uh-huh. All right, so you like cream and three sugars in your coffee. Do you have a beverage over there, Chris?
I have drank half of a Coke Zero, so okay. I've got some caffeine in my system since the start of the show, so I feel pretty good.
Did you get that from here? Did you buy it from... so you spent $5.
Yeah, they rip us off here on our sodas.
$1.25 for a canned soda. It's like we're in an airport. All right, we're going to play Hot Potato Monica versus Chris. I'm going to give you guys a category, and you're going to pass the verbal hot potato back and forth. The last person to give me a complete answer before the 20-second timer goes off will win that round. First to two wins the entire game. Today is William Shakespeare's birthday.
Oh, we have to celebrate somehow.
It's also Talk Like Shakespeare's
Day.
I don't know what that means. I'm not going to make you do it unless you want to. Creative control. But what we are going to do, your first category, and Chris, we're going to start with you. I need you guys to name Shakespeare plays. Plays written by William Shakespeare.
Look, me and Chris both squinted like, okay, so you're really trying to wake us up.
Chris, you're up first. Go.
You must hate me because I can't name one.
Not one?
No. I'll give you Romeo and Juliet.
All right, that's one.
Okay.
Keep going, Monica.
Hamlet.
That's another one. Look at Monica.
No, and then after that, I'm like, and then you have Gertrude, her run.
Nope, that's not one. Keep going, though.
Okay. Helga's Help.
No.
Okay.
What about Hamlet?
I have never, ever paid attention to William Shakespeare.
When the head is on the spear and he's like still talking at the end, it's like,
You're thinking of Macbeth?
Macbeth?
Macbeth, Hamlet, Romeo and Juliet, Othello.
Othello.
See, I've heard of all these, Caesar. But I didn't know these were William Shakespeare plays.
Oh,
but Othello, that was I have a family member named after that. Yeah,
named after the...
Yeah, Othello.
All right, so y'all just learned my weakness is William Shakespeare.
We know you're kryptonite, Superman. All right, well, that's 1 point for you, Monica. We are going to start with you on this category.
Football players.
We're going to learn a little bit more about you guys. So there's no incorrect answer. We're just going to learn about you guys. Back and forth, give me TV shows that everyone else loved, but you hate it. Go.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Seinfeld.
Oh, it was Mama's Family. Take that back. I love Mama's Family. I can't lie about that. I know. Everyone hate MASH.
Lost.
And Under the Dome.
Family Matters.
Under the Dome?
That is a short-lived TV show.
Hey, come on, Monica.
What, don't give a stank face.
Monica, all right. You know what? We're going to do one quick round. Chris, we're starting with you. Places that require memberships. Tiebreaker, go.
Gym.
The Housewives Club membership.
Monica.
The golf membership. Yep.
Country club.
Yep, country club.
Like a massage place.
Swimming club. Swim team club. You know what, Antoine? Look, this is going.
You know what?
Should we have went for the third round? No.
No, I am sorry. That coffee, that Coke Zero.
Didn't help.
It didn't do what I needed it to do this morning.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Then K92 artist Jelly Roll, he is off the internet because he's tired of being bullied about his weight. Now, he's lost like 70 pounds. He's preparing for his first 5K. Mm-hmm. So he's lost a ton of weight, but he says, you know, he go online, someone has something to say about something.
Yep,
you know, that's the way social media works.
People, keyboard warriors.
Yes, all the time. I always say, you know what, say the same thing to me at Walmart parking lot. Mm-hmm. You know what?
I don't want to talk to anyone in a Walmart parking lot. I will not say something nice to someone in a Walmart parking lot.
That's not the place to have a conversation in. But yeah. So that's why he stays away from social media and everything else. But his wife, Bunny, she's everywhere.
Oh, gosh. His wife is Bunny as a character.
I like Bunny.
Oh, yes.
I know she has a podcast or something. I haven't listened to it,
You read up on his wife.
Okay. All right. Well, Tom Brady, there's a comedy roast that will air live on Netflix. So there's going to be a comedy roast on Netflix May the 5th at 8 p.m. Eastern time, and Kevin Hart is hosting.
Oh, that's going to be good. I haven't done a roast in a while.
Not one where I feel like it's going to be this big, and this one's going to be on Netflix.
On Netflix. They said live. Yeah, it's going to air live on Netflix. So mark your calendars for May the 5th. At 8 p.m. Eastern time, Kevin Hart, like I said, he's hosting. It looks like Jeff Ross will be there, and there's no words on the other guests.
Yeah, they said it's going to be some surprise guests, but if it's on Netflix, that means all language is open.
Like, everything.
They can curse, they can do it. This is what I'm excited for.
Now, do you think you could handle a roast, somebody roasting you?
Absolutely not.
No?
Not. It depends on who they are. If they are in my circle of friends, no, because they know where to cut. They know where to hit me deep.
Uh-huh.
Strangers, go ahead. Strangers,
just go ahead and say whatever you want.
But the people who know where I'm sensitive, absolutely
no,
not.
No, no roast for you. No. Okay, well, this roast is called The Greatest Roast of All Time, Tom Brady.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
The Groot.
So people are saying that J-Lo's career is tanking because she and Ben Affleck, they look miserable. And so people say she's losing popularity because they see that she's out and about looking grumpy. And they don't want her to be a normal person.
See, I'm thinking her career's tanking because people are tired of J-Lo, you know?
Mm.
Now, I watched her documentary. I like J-Lo. I think she's a good person. But in the documentary, she even makes a comment. Do people really want a new J-Lo album?
Exactly.
And the public answered that question, no, not really, because her new album didn't really sell anything.
Yeah. Her new album, This Is Me Now, underperformed. So, yeah. She had to cancel some tour dates and everything.
And I think to your point, Chris, where it's just that she has to lean into something that people want. And like you said, people don't want the album. Like, I love model J-Lo.
Yeah,
I love, like, fashion designer, clothing J-Lo. Like, lean into that. Let Ben do his movies. The music is great. You can make music. Just keep it at home.
Yeah.
Don't force it on us. Be a J-Lo we all can appreciate.
Yeah, but a lot of people, they say they're just tired of Ben Affleck's resting sad face.
He's probably being tired of being sad, too.
I mean, you do. If you watch their documentary, they have a great relationship, but for some reason, they always catch Ben looking sad or angry in all the photos.
Yes.
That's really probably not the case.
Be prepared to facepalm, because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber Criminal Edition.
Well, it looks like Lakeisha Woods Williams is catching charges. Lakeisha, a 29-year-old woman, is facing charges of felony child abandonment after she left her two young children alone in their apartment to go on a cruise.
Lord have mercy.
Yes. I think there's been many times parents have just wanted to walk away, leave their kids at home for a couple hours. But nope, she went on a cruise on April the 4th. She did not return before the police were called on April 9th.
How
they found out is neighbors saw her leave the apartment, but the neighbors also knew that she had a 6-year-old girl and an 8-year-old boy. Neighbors kind of started checking in on them and found out that the kids were living in unsanitary conditions with trash and food remnants.
Obviously.
Scattered around. There was a strong smell of urine coming from the apartment.
Uh-huh.
Now, the children told their police their mother was on a cruise and they did not know when she was going to be back. But they also discovered that mom had been checking in on the kids on a little webcam.
Oh.
Yep.
So she's like, Mommy's having the best time, children. Are you enjoying your fruit snacks?
Yeah. So goodness. The cops discovered that. They're like, okay, next time Mommy checks in, we're going to be in here with you.
Yes.
So they, Mom checked in on the webcam, saw the kids and the cops too. Yep, it is. So the children were examined by emergency personnel and placed with their aunt. Now, Williams was uncooperative with the police and gave inconsistent information about her location and whereabouts. But she finally made it back home. She was arrested upon her return. Her bail was set at $25,000 due to the nature of the case, and her arraignment is scheduled for June.
What? I'm gonna say she gets another vacation.
Exactly. And an outfit. What is glaringly obvious day in day is that everyone does not deserve children. A lot of people that have kids, they don't deserve. Like, what was your plan? Like, really? What was
her plan
thought?
Was just to be on a cruise. She didn't think about anything. She's like, oh, they got food and water.
And like, oh, these kids can entertain themselves for 72 to 96 hours.
Right. And obviously from the story, the kids have family members. She said, hey, to her aunt, to their aunt, can you watch my kids while I'm going to go to cruise and live my best life?
Ridiculous.
Well, she's not up for Mother of the Year now. She's having that revoked from her this year.
Biggest arguments on the internet and bring them to the radio. It's the Morning Thang Social Media Smackdown on K92.
Well, Abby is all in her feels over the new Taylor Swift album and posts about it on Facebook, and then Anthony comes along to bash Taylor. You don't bash Taylor Swift, because the Swifties will come together in full force to put Anthony in his place, and that's exactly what happened.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to play Abby, who is all in her feels over the new Taylor Swift album. I'm Abby. Monica, you're going to play Anthony.
I'm Anthony.
And Antoine, you're going to play Kimberly, who's also a Swiftie.
I am Kimberly.
I didn't know what to do with the voice. That's what we're going with today, guys.
All right, let's roll into this week's Social Media Smackdown.
I just listened to the new Taylor Swift album, and I'm all in my feels. Taylor really speaks to me and so many other women. She's a modern-day poet.
Taylor Swift overrated? Absolutely. I'm tired of hearing how she's some kind of musical goddess. It's just basic pop. Let's talk about real music. The Beatles. Now that's timeless.
Anthony, get over the Beatles already. Sure, they're legends, but it's time for modern artists to shine. Music evolved. Maybe it's time your playlist did too.
Modern artists? More like modern complainers. It seems like if you're into Taylor's music, you must like dwelling and being sad, lonely and weak.
Wow, Anthony, projecting much? Sounds like you're describing every guy Taylor's ever written about. Which song are you, Anti-Hero or Evermore?
Seriously, Anthony? Every time you criticize Taylor, it's like listening to a broken record and not the vinyl kind you worship. Maybe you're just upset because you realize you're exactly the type of guy she warns us about in her songs.
I'm not sure if I can handle that voice anymore.
we're wrapping this up pretty soon.
Yeah. Sounds like Mickey Mouse.
Please, her lyrics are as shallow as a kiddie pool. Women are just too caught up in her drama to see real talent.
Only thing shallow here is your understanding of women, Anthony. If appreciating Taylor makes us weak, then call us Team Fragile. And watch us break records while you whine about the good old days.
Listen, Anthony, why don't you go back to your man cave and leave us to our fragile wine glasses and epic Taylor Swift songs? Your vintage sexism is skipping worse than your scratch Beatles albums.
Kimberly, forget him. How about a girls' night in? Wine, Taylor, tunes, and face masks.
Sounds like a perfect plan, Abby. Let's shake it off and dissect Tortured Poets Department together while Anthony sits home alone and gets wasted with his Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band for the 500th time.
I think we're going to have to take you to the hospital after that.
Oh, yeah,
get your voice checked out.
Lord, that was tough.
Antoine's calling you tomorrow. I have no voice
because
I talk like Mickey Mouse. If you come across a good internet fight anywhere on social media, just screenshot it and message it to us on the K92 Facebook page. That's what I would call a slow builder.
It starts off like,
okay, where's this going? And by the end of the song, you're like, oh, this is so good. Their harmony sounds so good, especially like the last like 45 seconds of the song.
I still haven't had a chance. Well, I say I haven't had a chance. I haven't had a chance. I just haven't watched the music video yet.
It's so good.
Does the music video improve the song. Not to say the song is bad. The song is great. But you know, seeing the visuals can add to the song. Does it do that with this one?
Absolutely, yes. Yes. It's new from Taylor Swift and Post Malone. It's Fortnite on K92.
And I have to share something with you guys. I don't know if you know this, but the Little Feet Meet Special Olympics event is going down tomorrow on your birthday, Monica.
Okay.
From 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., Roanoke College is hosting it. Chris, are you familiar with Little Feet Meet?
No, educate me on that.
All right. Well, the Little Feet Meet is put on by the Special Olympics of Virginia. And when I worked at the Blue Ridge Autism and Achievement Center, we would take our students there every year. They would do it in the spring. They would do it in the fall. In the spring, they'd have Little Feet Meet.
Yeah.
In the fall, they'd have Big Feet Meet, which was based on the age, obviously. And so tomorrow, there's going to be over 500 athletes from 35 elementary schools in the area.
Oh, nice.
And they're going to compete on the alumni field at Roanoke College to showcase their skills in running, jumping, and throwing. And this event is for children with and without intellectual disabilities. This is their Olympics.
Oh, my gosh. That's
it's the coolest thing to watch.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I imagine like all the fun, all the like, the cheering, all that energy right there.
Yeah, because they treat it it's the Olympics. There are, you know, 100 meter dashes. There are 400 meter dash where they have to do a lap. They have long jump.
Yeah.
They have high jump. They have hurdles. It's so much fun.
A full day.
Being on the other side of it, I was able to practice with the students because you have to qualify, quote unquote, qualify, like get your time so you can know what group to race with.
Right.
It is so exciting, and they have some great volunteers this year. Students from the Roanoke College, ECPI University, Salem High School, Lord Bonnetot High School, law enforcement, and members of the community will serve as volunteers. There's going to be a special ceremony at 10:30 tomorrow morning. They have a lighting of the torch, which is going to start at South Salem Elementary School. It is cool. If you have free time tomorrow during the day, I say just go check it out. Just cheer on these amazing athletes. Because the more people in the stands, the more excited that they get.
Oh, yes, for sure. Oh.
Now,
thank you for telling us.
Monica, what event, if you were in the Olympics, what event would you do? I'm thinking shot put, because you're, like, really strong.
Oh, yeah, I could do shot put. I told you, like, curling would be my thing, though, but, you know, but
I'm talking Summer Olympics.
I know you're talking summer, but, shot put probably would be it for me.
What about you, Chris?
Bowling.
Is bowling an actual Olympic sport?
I don't know. It
should be.
It's one of those random things.
Yeah. Yes, well, check out the Little Feet Meet. It's at Roanoke College tomorrow, K through fifth grade? Yeah, that's elementary school from 9 to 1. Go out there and celebrate these athletes.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing. It's Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And I was reading this article yesterday I thought was pretty interesting. And it was saying that only 12% of Americans have ever had their mouth washed out with soap. And I happen to be part of that 12%.
No.
In fact, I've had my mouth washed out with soap twice.
I thought that was just an empty threat because my mother and grandmother and aunts used to threaten me with that all the time, but it never I just thought that was one of those.
It's an old saying.
Exactly.
Yeah, they toss it out there, but it never really happens. But it happened to Chris.
They were putting soap in people's mouths for real.
Yeah, my mom used to threaten me all the time with it, and I thought it was like, oh, they're never going to do that. Well, finally they did. I said a word that my mom hated. It's not a cuss word. It was crap. My mom hated when I said that, and she told me to stop saying it, and she washed my mouth out with soap the first time. I was like, okay, she's serious.
Okay, you must have been running around the house just saying crap, crap, crap.
It wasn't that. She heard me oversaying it in the other room.
Oh, so he was in there complaining. Like, this is crap.
She said, oh, really?
Crap. I'm Googling right now just to see how safe it is to wash a kid's mouth out with soap.
Well, Chris is still here. You all right? You probably had a little tummy ache.
it definitely is not very good. And then the second time I had my mouth washed out with soap, I called some kid's mom the B word. My mom was like, don't you ever say that.
You called her Barbara by her first name.
What kind of soap did you get? Was it Dove?
It was this nasty white bar soap. I remember that.
Because
it made a lasting impression on me. You're like, you know what? I'm not going to do things to get my mouth washed out with soap anymore.
She used a sample soap.
Speaking of that, like a lot of people don't use bar soap anymore. It's now like the liquid. Most people. I know, Monica, you still have bar soap and everything.
Yeah, bars.
Would you wash someone's mouth? Like, would you make them gargle liquid soap now?
I don't know.
Boy, like, how would that work out? But that's funny, not funny. I'm thinking of a crazy punishment my mother made me do. Because, you know, I had a little bit of a potty mouth. My mother never washed my mouth out with soap. But I remember one day.
Maybe she should have.
You know what? You might be right on that. Me and my godbrother, we were throwing a frisbee back and forth, and I turned my head, and he hit me in the head with the frisbee, and I turned around, and I used some choice words at him.
Mm-hmm.
My mother made me write him a letter of appreciation every single day for an entire week, for a 7-day week. The letter had to start with, I'm sorry, Chancellor, for saying blah, 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 which I can't say on the radio.
Yep.
And then I had to write each day a different reason that I appreciated him and I was so glad that he was in my life.
Oh, see. Okay. Well, you know, that's kind of...
I was 10. He was 7.
But that's still kind of sweet. He kept all those letters.
I wonder if he has the letters.
He probably
I had to give it to him. I had to give it to my godmother.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they still have those letters.
He definitely has those letters. He needs to bring one in. He's listening right now. Hey. Yeah. I was like, I think with my mom, like my nieces and I, like we're all the same age range. So I remember I got in trouble because this is so stupid. It's just little kids. I put a trash can on my niece's head and I punched her over. It was dumb. But you know, you're bored. And you kind of do something stupid. All right. Well, I got in trouble for that. My mom, she made us sit in the room until we got along. So we had to just like sit down in my room and force us to have a conversation. You know,
in prison.
Yep.
They put you in cell block M.
That reminds me of those. I've seen it before. It's been a while, but those when two people can't get along, normally kids, they have to put on that get along shirt where they have to share the same shirt.
And
they
have to be stuck together.
Yeah, that was it.
So we got a text in. Part of the text was cut off, but I can make out kind of what she said. This is Kathleen in Salem. Her mom used to wash her mouth out with bubbles.
With bubbles?
Yeah, the bubbles. Nasty soapy bubbles.
Oh, good. Oh, no. Yeah. That's almost poison. Kathleen, I'm glad you're here with us right now.
Oh, goodness.
That's dangerous.
Have you ever had your mouth washed out with soap? Text or call the show at 52353. Also, did your parents give you an odd punishment like washing your mouth out with soap? It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris, and asking you if you had your mouth washed out with soap as a kid, because that's happened to 12% of people. I'm part of that 12%. We got a text from Chelsea in Bedford. It says, my mom washed my mouth with liquid soap when I was 7 for calling my brother a dirty word, specifically the liquid soap with the little beads in it. Thankfully, I'm still alive.
That's kind of expensive soap right there.
Yeah,
little beads in it.
And you know, and the text message is just between us, so I need you to text in the bad words, too.
You want the bad? No, you do not.
I want to know what the words are.
Don't do that, because she's going to text it and get in trouble again.
Well, she did include the bad word in the text. I just didn't say it on the air.
Yep, I just found it.
Here's another one. When my sister and I had a bad mouth or lied, our parents would make us drink a spoonful of vinegar. Ugh.
Oh,
give me the soap.
Yeah. You see, Megan just texted and said red pepper flakes on the tongue when bad words were said. Learned those words were too spicy.
Why was pain the go-to for these parents? For all of our parents? Why was pain? How come we just couldn't sit down and you could just explain to us why we need to make better choices?
Because you remember pain. You remember how that felt. It was like, we're receiving all the texts. They remember that.
Not the day.
Your K92 Morning Thing, Monica, Antoine, and Chris. We are saying not today, Tuesday. And so are you. You're texting in right now to 52353. And I think we could stop right now because Jessica from Forest, I think, has the best Not Today Tuesday.
Oh, what's that?
She texted in saying Not Today Tuesday to receiving a letter from the IRS right after taxes were filed. So now I'm nervous to open in the letter.
Yeah, go ahead and just open it.
I think
break
you
break it
wait,
open.
I think you wait a day or two.
Then it gets closer to the weekend, and you'd be like, oh, no.
Yeah, wait until the weekend.
Just put it in the trash and pretend I never got it. I have no idea what it said.
That's an option as well. My Not Today Tuesday has something to do with money. It has something to do with me being lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am saying Not Today Tuesday to my own laziness, causing me to pay for a car wash twice.
Twice?
The same car wash I paid twice. So Chris and I share... we have in common the Zips membership to the car wash.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday I went to get my car washed because there's pollen all over it. This is the car wash season.
Yes.
And the scanner couldn't read my membership barcode.
Right.
Uh-huh. They put it on the top of your windshield. You drive up, it reads it, it opens up the gate, and you go get a car wash. Boom, boom, easy peasy.
Yes.
Yesterday, it wouldn't read it. So I had two options. I could get out of my car, go inside, find an attendant, and tell them, hey, it's not reading it. Go ahead and buzz me through. Or the lazy choice, just pay for a car wash to drive through. And that's what I did yesterday. I just went on. I didn't feel like getting out of my car. I didn't feel like walking. So
I feel like walking, talking, anything.
I just paid extra for a car wash just to drive through it.
I'm surprised you did that because as frugal as you are.
Yes, I like to save money.
I would have marched right into that office. It's like, you need to get me through the car wash.
I was just so frustrated at that point. I was mad at my car being as dirty as it was.
Yeah.
I just wanted it over. So, yeah.
Okay.
I paid for two car washes. One car wash for the price of two.
Oh, that was
a deal that I had.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying not today to myself because I didn't charge anything last night. I just went to bed, didn't charge my phone. And I mean, I am notorious for just not charging things, but I was like, my phone is at mystery percentage because I don't like to have my percentage on there.
Uh-huh.
So, but I can tell that it is less than half.
It's probably less than a quarter.
I don't want to know the actual
percentage. It's probably like 12% right now.
Yeah, that is annoying when you plug your phone in by the bed. You're like, okay, we're going to charge it up. And you wake up the next day, it's only 20%. I'm like,
what happened?
Plugged in. What happened? Did a ghost come in and unplug my phone during the middle of the night?
But then you look at the bottom and it's not plugged into anything.
Yeah.
That's what happens to me. Carrie from, I'm not going to say works. I don't want you to lose your job. But Carrie texted into 52353 saying, not today, Tuesday, to rude patients when we're just trying to help. She works in the medical field.
Okay.
That's all I will say.
All right.
Even though she hashtagged it.
But you know what? Sometimes people get so nervous when they walk into any doctor's office. They just get a little anxiety. That's why blood pressure goes up while you're in a doctor's office.
Monica's that rude patient.
No.
I have another text message here from Rachel in Blacksburg. Not today to my newborn who decided to throw up all over me after I had just got ready for work.
Well, sometimes it's like newborn spittle. It's just like,
Why are you justifying the rude patients and the rude babies?
Oh, the little baby.
That baby know better. Keep texting into 52353 or call in 540-774-9236. We want to know who or what are you saying not today, Tuesday, as we're going to find out Chris is next.
Not today.
You texted in to 52353. It's the K92 Morning Thing. Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And you are sharing your not today Tuesday. Like, for example, John from Forest says, not today Tuesday to my two-year-old who woke up with pink eye after her sister just got over pink eye last week.
Oh, the pink eye house. Oh,
well,
no.
We know where you got it from.
Yeah. Yeah, there's another text that says, not today Tuesday to Monica. Saying anxiety is a reason to be rude to healthcare professionals. And look, understand, I am not saying that they should be rude to healthcare professionals. I'm just saying I understand where people get anxious and they don't think clearly.
So
and they start doing stuff. It's not right at all.
You weren't justifying. You were explaining it.
Yes, yeah. And I get
anxious
going to a doctor's office, but I'm never rude. If anything, I just kind of talk too much to the staff.
We need to get her doctors on the phone. We'll let them be the judge if Monica's
They gave me
rude.
Their phone numbers sometimes. I'm like, oh, you sure you want to do that?
Yeah, exactly. They want to keep a track on you. Another text in from Megan from Bedford. Not today, Tuesday. First day back to work after being in Florida for over a week and coming home to cold weather. You're in Florida for a week. You better suck it up. You'll get to work today on vacation. Chris, who or what are you saying not today, Tuesday, too?
I'm saying not today to Texas Roadhouse.
What?
Okay, so I eat there all the time by myself, and they give me too many rolls. I'm there for a good steak, and beforehand, they bring out that basket of rolls and cinnamon butter.
Yes.
I'm one person. They give me 5 rolls. That's how many chins I'm going to have by the time I leave that place.
Oh.
I love getting them to go. So, like, when they bring them, I'll just put them off to the side of the table and then get a to-go bag when I'm leaving.
Stop giving me so many rolls because I'm going to eat every one of them until I'm sick to my stomach, okay, and not have any room for my steak.
Just bring them in for us. Christy from Bonneton texted into 52353, and let me tell you right now, you are not the only one who is saying not today to your child taking the SOL and getting them ready in the morning.
Oh, that's right. SOLs.
Them SOLs, they have them kids stressed.
Yes.
The teachers are stressed. Ain't nobody happy.
I know, we get the text alerts. SOLs approaching.
Kids ain't sleeping. Chris, you are not familiar with them, but it is literally the worst time in life.
And it's like, I feel like they tell you, eat a balanced breakfast. Like, as if that's going to really.
You know,
like,
you can eat. You got anxiety. You're being rude.
Oh, no.
Now, as an adult, I think it would be fun for the three of us to take a standardized test to see how well we do.
Oh, you just want to ruin all my confidence. I'd be good in reading comprehension.
Uh-huh.
That's about it. Maybe math.
All right, so I've found something interesting on TikTok, and it's all in my feed now. You know how once you watch a couple of videos, it becomes your new algorithm?
Yes.
Well, there's this fun thing on TikTok. It's Are you a black SUV mom or a white SUV mom? Here's a TikToker to explain it.
So apparently the meaning of a white SUV mom is that you're like an aesthetic mom who's like perfect, perfect hair, perfect makeup, your kids are perfect, your life is perfect, and you have a perfect white car. Black SUV mom explained is apparently you're like the hot mess mom. You might or might not have washed your hair in a week.
Oh boy.
You're just kind of winging it. You probably have a bunch of feral kids. You probably shop at Walmart a lot. You're probably not the target type.
Not the kids being feral.
Oh, well.
Gotta be feral.
I thought that was an interesting observation, but I was reading through some of the comments on these, and a lot of comments were like, this is spot on.
Oh, really?
I'm a white SUV mom or I'm a black SUV mom.
I would be very surprised. Not saying it's not the case, but I'd be very surprised if anyone texted in to 52353 saying that they were a white SUV mom.
Yeah, I want to hear from them because I know I'm a black SUV mom. Y'all don't have, y'all looking at me, y'all already know.
I already know.
Yes, like you don't even have to ask me the question.
Chaos all around.
I will say this though. I will say this. Kudos to my mother. I feel that she was a white SUV mom.
Okay.
I feel that our life was very well put together. Uh-huh. Everything was structured. There was a schedule. Now, mind you, my mother was also a military mother, so yes, that probably plays a role in it. But no, I never saw my mother out and about looking disheveled. Me and my brother had everything that we needed when we needed it. Uh-huh. Like, we needed a ride to this place.
Uh-huh.
If we needed our clothes washed, ironed, there's not a single day I can remember where I felt like my mother was a black SUV mom.
Okay, I was going to say that. Look,
van mom,
when I go out and about, I get things done. That's one thing for sure. I make sure everything is done for my children and they are taken care of. It's just chaos. I'm a black SUV mom inside my head, running through like, you know, chaos inside.
You are a black SUV mom in real life, Monica.
You think so?
I think things get done. Your kids
they get
are
done.
Never. Your kids are never needing anything.
Nope.
But the journey to get that.
Shoot, the journey might be a little, you know.
It's a little off-road-ish.
My mommy gonna make it happen.
Yeah, growing up, I would consider my mom a white SUV mom. She liked to be put together before she went out. She took us to all of our sports activities. And we actually did have a really clean car too, which is, I think that's where I got that from both my parents about having a clean car
up,
that I'm
OCD
about.
Yes.
So what would you say if you're an SUV mom? Is that accurate? Are you a white SUV mom or a black SUV mom? You can call us at 540-774-9236 or you can text the show now to 52353.
There is a mom driving a white SUV saying, I need to change.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And trending on TikTok is the black SUV mom versus the white SUV mom debate. Which mom are you? Here is a TikToker explaining the difference.
So apparently the meaning of a white SUV mom is that you're like an aesthetic mom who's like perfect, perfect hair, perfect makeup, your kids are perfect, your life is perfect, and you have a perfect white car. Black SUV mom explained is apparently you're like the hot mess mom. You might or might not have washed your hair in a week. You're just kind of winging it. You probably have a bunch of feral kids. You probably shop at Walmart a lot. You're probably not the target type.
I feel like she caught me dropping the kids off with my bonnet on. It's like, oh, you know.
All right. Well, we have Katie on the phone. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
All right, Katie, what color is your SUV? Is it black or white?
It's actually black.
It's black. All right. Why is your SUV black? Why are you a black SUV mom?
Because the struggle is real.
Like, girl.
I'm one of those, we get there barely in time for anything, if not late. But they get there.
Look, see, that's the thing. We make it happen. Us mamas, we are making it happen. The journey, though. Sometimes we look like the journey. And that's okay.
Marcus said you guys look like the Oregon Trail.
It happens. Dysentery.
Now, Katie, would you say that most of your mom friends are black SUV moms or white SUV moms?
About a mixture. I'm probably the most black SUV mom. But I don't care either. So
you're the one that they have to make accommodations for. Like, uh-huh. Hey, we're all good to go.
Sure, you're coming. Are you on your way yet?
Yeah,
I'm on my way.
Yes, you're going to get it done. So I have a question. So is there, like, we talk about the white SUVs, the black SUVs. Is there a gray one? Because someone texts in and says, Monica, we are the gray SUV group. Look it up.
In between? No, there's no in between.
No in between.
You know what? Thank you so much for saying that, Katie, because there's a lot of cop-outs in our text messages in right now to 52353. Oh, I'm the gray SUV mom. I drive a gray SUV. No, either white or black.
You got to pick a side.
Stop playing the
You're
middle.
You're one or the other.
Yeah, so you don't take the Charles of Roanoke says, I had a black Mustang mom.
What does that even mean? How do we get into a Mustang? I thought we were talking about SUVs.
But that a black Mustang mom sounds like a badass mom that gets things done.
Sounds like a criminal. Sounds like she had a record. Maybe. Keep texting it to 52353. What color is your SUV? Are you a black SUV mom? Are you a white SUV mom? Those are the only colors we're accepting.
It's time to play wordplay for a $25 gift card to Martin's.
All right, and we got Taylor on the phone with us. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning.
All right, Taylor. So real quick, before we jump into the game, would your life be best described as black SUV or white SUV?
I'm going to have to say black SUV, although I do strive to be a white SUV mom someday.
You know, it's good. You got to have goals.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
She says, but unfortunately, it's a black SUV.
I get you.
All right, Taylor, who do you want to partner up with? Do you want to go with myself, Monica, or Chris?
I'm going to go with Chris.
All right. Taylor's going with Chris.
The pressure is on.
We're sending Chris out to the soundproof chamber. Taylor, what made you pick Chris this morning?
I feel like, no offense, I feel like he usually gives the most logical answers.
But. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
But you know what? No offense. Whenever that's.
It was very offensive.
I can't get over you saying ham hock that one morning.
Ham hock.
Yes, Monica.
I forgot about that. Yeah, but I think that goes well with...
Taylor, do you feel that my answers are illogical?
Yes.
Or is this just against Monica?
She gave you the no.
You know what? I'm done. Let's just jump into the
game. He's crying. Wipe your tears. Let's go.
Sick of Taylor. Taylor Swift wouldn't treat me this way. All right. I'm going to give you five words, and you just have to predict what logical answers Chris is going to give when he comes out of the soundproof chamber. Your first word is table.
Tablecloth.
Okay. That's a good logical answer.
Mm-hmm.
How about traffic? Traffic.
Traffic light.
Traffic light. Uh-huh. Your third word is camera.
Camera lens.
Yes.
Camera lens. Your fourth word is hat. H-A-T. Hat.
I want to say like bucket hat or top hat.
Go with it. Go with your gut.
Okay, I'm
going to
do top hat.
She's going with top hat. And then the last one's always a name. Could be a real person. Could be a fictional character. Jack. J-A-C-K. Jack.
Let's go black. Like black SUV mom.
Okay.
Jack black SUV mom. Good. All right, we have tablecloth. We have traffic light, camera lens, top hat, and jacket. Jack black. Monica's going to get Chris out of the soundproof chamber. You need to get 2 out of 5 right to get this $25 gift card to Martin's in downtown Roanoke. Chris, I asked Taylor while you were leaving, why did she pick you today?
Yeah, I want to know why.
She said that she feels that you give the most logical answers out of the three of us.
Can you believe that? I was like, what?
And she remembered that Monica said ham hock one day.
Which I think is a terrific answer.
That's a delicious answer.
Uh-huh. Yes, if you live in Alabama or Mississippi. All right, your first word, Chris, you got to get 2 out of 5. Table.
Tablecloth.
You said tablecloth. Taylor, what did you say?
I said tablecloth.
Yeah.
And Antoine said logical.
I am debating on whether or not I'm rooting for the two of them because it proves Taylor's point. Good job. All right, your second word, traffic.
Traffic cone, traffic. I'm going to go with traffic light.
You know what's crazy? I am literally rooting against you guys right now, so that makes me upset.
Wow.
I found myself internally hoping you got it wrong.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That was the logical answer. Traffic light.
Let's see the other ones. How about camera?
Camera flash? Camera flash?
You going camera flash?
Yeah.
All right. What did you say, Taylor?
I said camera lens.
Yes, you got it wrong. How about hat?
hat. Top hat.
I am so sick to my stomach right now. She said top hat too. And then the last one is Jack.
Jack Sparrow, Jack Harlow, Jack. There's a lot of Jack Nicholson. I'm going to say Jack Harlow.
You said Jack Harlow. Yeah. Taylor, who'd you say?
I said Jack Black.
Yeah,
that's a good one, too. There's a lot of Jacks.
Yes. Could have said Jackie Brown.
Yes, she could have said Jackie Brown. That's why she didn't pick you,
Monica. I know it. That's all right, Taylor. You know what? You got that $25 gift card to Martin's from K92.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing this morning. Have a good one. Hang on.
He may only be a dog dad, but his jokes are just as corny. It's Chris Ryan with dad jokes and puns on K92.
All right, what do you call a woman who doesn't believe in vaccines?
What?
Mrs. Doubtfizer.
Well played.
What is it called when two Rachels get married?
What's that?
An interracial marriage.
Those Rachels.
What's the leading cause of dry skin?
What?
Towels, duh.
Okay.
I see it because it makes sense.
Yep.
Logical.
I was on the Weight Watchers website and asked me if I accept cookies. Duh, is that a trick question? Of course I accept cookies. That's why I'm there. And last one. What novel does a naughty horse read?
Oh.
What kind?
50 Shades of Hay.
Hey, I don't hate that one.
Hashtag good news, hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
I would like the pleasure to introduce you to the newest Target model, Hercules.
Hercules?
Yes, Hercules is a cat. Here we are talking about Hercules.
Well, he was, living in a car with his owner, actually, and he actually escaped, and they were looking for him. He was very, very injured, and volunteers picked him up, scooped him up, brought him to our clinic, and I could not believe my eyes. There was a call for cats with, unique faces.
Yeah.
And I sent them a picture of Hercules, and they wanted him for the photo shoot, and then he ended up on the Target fragrance-free litter.
And here's a not-so-fun story about Hercules. 2 years ago, 47 cats were rescued after being found crammed into a hot car at a rest stop with their owner. And their owner agreed to surrender all of the cats to animal shelters. And now the story has a happy ending because Hercules, one of the cats that was rescued, ended up being in a Target commercial.
Yeah.
The only thing I will say is that they said that Target was looking for a cat with a unique face. As I'm looking at the video of this commercial with Hercules, looks like a regular cat to me.
With a very pink tongue. Like they brushed his tongue.
Nothing stands out to me about Hercules. I'm glad that Hercules got this opportunity and now has a brand new, career as a Target model. I just don't see anything crazy about him.
I don't think you should be shaming Hercules. It sounds like you're jealous. You're jealous of Hercules that you're not
really
a new
cute
Target model.
I mean, if we're being honest, I am a little jealous. And with all of these cats and the good news stories of the day, I'm really worried I'm going to end up with a cat very soon.
You're waking up or maybe you're falling asleep. Because yesterday, I just couldn't hang. I had so much stuff to do. But I said, all right, I'm fighting this nap. I'm fighting it. Until I get to the mechanic and I sit down in the waiting room, sit down in that chair, and I'm out. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So have you ever fallen asleep in public, and where was an unusual spot, unusual situation?
See, I'm the wrong one for this conversation because I have a fear of falling asleep in public.
Oh.
I'm just worried about what happened. So, I mean, I've fallen asleep in public, on an airplane.
Yes, yeah,
on a bus, the typical places. But to fall asleep in the middle of a lobby, a waiting room like you did?
Yep.
There's no way. I will get up and just walk laps around the building before I fall asleep. I have a friend of mine that has no problem on a trip pulling over and just taking a nap in their car.
Oh, yeah, I know people that do it. Yes, yeah.
No, it's not safe. Stop it.
But it's not safe to drive tired.
That's also true, too. That's fair.
Good now, point. Antoine, let me ask you, are you afraid to fall asleep because you think people are going to pull pranks on you, like write something on your face or stick stuff in your nose and stick some straws up your nose,
or
take photos
me.
Of you?
Rob me. No. I'm in public with strangers. That's what I'm afraid of. Where's the oddest place that you've fallen asleep?
Well, I have fallen asleep at work before. Now, hear me out.
Okay.
We weren't doing anything. I wasn't working. I was on my lunch break,
uh-huh.
And I was in the break room, and I ate my lunch, and I fell asleep. Next thing I know, I come in there, somebody's waking me up. I slept an hour past my break.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm assuming you didn't fall asleep on purpose. Like, you just
You had a good lunch.
Let me put my head down for these last 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was one of those days, like, man, I need a nap. I had this great tuna fish sandwich. Let me put my head down for maybe, like, a 5-minute power nap. Well, it turned into an hour and 5 minutes.
Yeah, you didn't set that alarm clock. We have someone texted into 52353 and said the bar. I don't think I could fall asleep at a bar, like at a...
I think you need to be escorted out there, sir or madam, whoever texted you're falling asleep at the bar.
See, now I think you could fall asleep at the bar if you're really comfortable, because I've fallen asleep in the movie theater on a really boring movie, and you know how loud movies are.
You are not going to sit here and compare the comfort level of a movie theater to a bar stool at the bar. There is nothing. In a movie theater, it is dark. You probably recline. It's soft and it's subtle music.
They set the mood.
In a bar, you are on a bar stool with a wooden bar in front of you.
Yeah, people passing back and forth.
Those
drinks
are two different
stuff.
Levels of comfort. None of my friends are allowed to fall asleep at a bar.
Never.
If you fall asleep at a bar, our friendship's over.
Really?
I'm right now.
But they had a long day.
Okay, they're going to have a long night without me in it. Get out of here. Text in to 52353. Where is the weirdest place you've ever fallen asleep?
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.